What do you see, eh? Well, I'll tell you. An old man with an old black cape and an old top hat and an old black patch over one eye. But I assure you, I am a great deal more than just what you see. I am a tinker and a toy maker and a bit of a magic man. But most important of all, I am a storyteller. This is the story. Well, now, this is a very special story told in a very special way. This is a ballet, a way of telling a story without words, but with music and dancing and imagination. Your imagination. Your imagination will make the magic of this story possible. But where to begin, where to begin? Well, of course. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in a faraway place, there was a little girl named Clara. It was Christmas Eve. Oh, I can already smell the fir trees and the wax candles, the hot cider brewing on the stove, and the plum pudding. Inside, there was the most wonderful of family Christmas Eve parties going on. Clara's mother and father were dancing round the living room, the guests were laughing, the children playing noisy games. But Clara was unhappy. Everyone was at the party except her favorite great-uncle, Uncle Drosselmeyer. I am that Uncle Drosselmeyer. Now, years ago, I made this magical doll's house for Clara's first Christmas. And each year, a little before midnight on Christmas Eve, a magical present appears behind these doors. This year, tonight, Clara will find a nutcracker. Wait, what did I say? Oh, yes, nutcracker. Well, what sort of nutcracker? What's so special about a funny little wooden nutcracker doll? Well, I'll tell you. My nutcracker has the power to safely watch over all children's dreams and protect them from danger while they sleep. Oh, but enough dilly-dally. It's late. The party's nearly over. And if I'm late and the nutcracker doesn't appear behind these doors before midnight, he might be lost forever. Well, we have a secret now, don't we? You and I know what Clara will find. What is it? Oh, just whisper it. Yes. But I must hurry. I must reach Clara before her parents send her off to bed, or the nutcracker may disappear, and we may never see him again. Oh, it's late. It's nearly midnight. The guests have all gone home. I've missed the party and the plum pudding. Listen. The music plays. The lights dim. And the ballet begins. The Nutcracker.